Support comes from Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics. And by Axe, available construction and transportation service in Blanco, providing residential and commercial construction services for the residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. More information is available by phone at 830-833-2081.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you from Panther Stadium. Second quarter will start with a kickoff return for the Panthers. I want to thank all of our sponsors who make this broadcast possible. We didn't get a chance to tell you about them in the pregame show because we were too busy messing things up. But we got it fixed now, we hope. We hope you can hear us out there in Pantherland. And we'll thank guys like Blanco National Bank, our title sponsor, Communicare Health Center of Wimberley, Lone Star Capital Bank of Blanco, Cox Paving, Dirt Works. We thank them all so much for their support of our broadcast of Blanco Panther football. Number 54 for the Buffaloes, Cutter Kalan, has it teed up for Florence. Well, it's kind of this three-headed monster at kicker. The real kicker appears to be number 31, Damian Gamboa. And he'll approach here. High end-over-end kick, pretty short. Webster charges, fields at the 22-yard line. Runs ahead, now cuts it back to the other side of the field. Back toward the middle. Kalen able to find room up to the 37, 38-yard line. We'll see where they spot it. 15-yard return for Kalen there. As we start the second quarter with the Panthers now going left to right, trailing 12-0, Coach.
Yeah, and again, last drive, you know, Panthers only had the ball one time in the first quarter. Like you said, two run-based offense. This game is going to go quick. But Blanco's just got to hold on to the ball offensively and quit giving up the big play defensively. Definitely showed on the first drive they're able to move the ball.
Here's a give for Webster into the second level. Kalen running well. Tackled by Terrell Lee, number 21 from the backside. Picks up 9 yards. Up to the 47-yard line. Kalen's so good at being patient and cutting back when he sees a crease.
Yeah, good run, 9 yards there on that carry. Panther line having some success getting their men blocked. You know, didn't have any issues on that first drive until we got down there and we just mishandled the snap and fumbled the ball.
Jed Hood into the game at fullback now. Steven Flores back there with him as well. It's second down and one. And Van Dyke turns, gives to Hood. Hood across midfield to the 49-yard line. Nice pickup by Jet on that play. A gain of 4 yards and a first down for the Panthers.
Yeah, and Hood's one we've talked about off and on this year, and you definitely saw it at times last year. Just a hard-nosed, straight-ahead type runner that's going to get you some needed yardage. Did a good job there just running right through the crowd, getting the first down.
So the Panthers back in Buffalo territory. Peyton Van Dyke under center, wing tee look here, ball at the 49, right in the middle of the field. Cade Phelps comes in motion and runs in to Matthew Edgar, who you do not want to run into on that Florence defense, all the way back to the 47-yard line, a loss of four there. Edgar, about a 6'3", 220 defensive end, big tall guy out here on the near side. The Panthers just didn't block him on that play.
No, Panthers were trying to pull the guard, and he just shot the gap and got through before we had a chance to get a man on him, and we're lucky we didn't fumble the ball on that one because he got there just a second after Peyton had handed the ball off to Cade.
So second down and 14, not the spot the Panthers want to be in right here. Inside of 11 minutes, approaching 10 minutes to go in the first half. Van Dyke under center, wing tee look for the Panthers. And they got moving a little quick, it looks like, there. That's going to back them up even further, Coach. Second down and 19 with your backup quarterback in. Going to be a tough spot for the Panthers. We'll see if they throw Kalen Webster. Looks to be ready to go down there, just tying a shoe, it looks like, on the near side.
Yeah, you know, last time we were in this situation, Sam, when it was third and it looked like forever right before we came on the air, you know, just something with Kalen in the flat did a good job there. I'd expect something similar to that. Avoid any chances of Peyton maybe going downfield and turning the ball over. Just find him a good pass to start off with.
And they'll run it here on second and 19. And Jet has some room and makes it third down and manageable. Still third down and long with third and nine. But 10-yard pickup by Hood right there. Webster will check back into the ball game. And third and nine looks a heck of a lot better than third down and 15-plus.
Yeah, and then already Jet coming in early in the game here tonight has a couple of really good runs here to get started. You know, maybe something we're going to see to compliment Kalen.
So the Panthers have it going from left to right. Third down and 9. Webster in an I formation. Now we'll check into his usual spot in this wing tee. Van Dyke under center. Phelps comes in motion. Here's a give for Flores. Flores charges through, and he leans forward. Good tough run by Stephen Flores as he approached both safeties, tried to split them there, and picked up the first down. 9-yard pickup for Flores to the 39, and that is a big play from Stephen Flores, who's really coming into his own at that halfback spot.
Yeah, definitely, and it gets the ball back onto the Florence side of the field, and I think the Panthers can be a little more relaxed. You know, it seems like once we get inside the 40, it's going to be four-down territory for the Panthers to try to keep this thing going and get it into the end zone.
So first and 10, ball in the middle of the field at the Buffalo 39. Van Dyke under center here. Got a Buffalo to jump a little bit. Now Webster up the middle, going to bounce to the outside. Kalen still running up the far sideline, forced out of bounds near the 20-yard line. Great run on that play. Looking for flags, don't see any. Kalen with a good carry, I think 17 yards to the 22 there.
Yeah, he had a really good little stutter step there at the start of that run, right in the middle of the hole to kind of let the Buffalo defensive lineman clear the way from him, and then he just went right outside, did a good job picking up the first down, and again, just like the last drive, Banco doing a good job moving the ball down the field.
So approaching the red zone once again at the 22-yard line. Van Dyke under center. Flores comes in motion. It's a give for Webster, though, up the middle. Spins off of his own lineman there and rolls down at the 21. Just 1 yard pickup there. Is good job just stymieing the Panther front by the Buffalo defensive front there, and it'll be second and 9.
Yeah, and Webster already with a couple of good runs and kind of started slow on those first three carries, but since then has had runs of 5, 11, 9, 17. So he's already up to 9 carries and 53 yards. This is probably going to be a game that we're going to see a heavy dose of him all night.
Want to remind you, you're listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN, Blowout Johnson City, broadcasting at 88.9 FM, and K295 CK Luckenbach, Fredericksburg, broadcasting at 106.9 FM. Meanwhile, on the field, Kalen Webster running into the secondary. Kalen charges toward the near sideline, reaching for the pylon, and he'll be drugged down inside the 5 at the 4-yard line. Nice run once again from Webster, 17 more yards for the senior fullback.
Yeah, really good job again. He had a little traffic to navigate through when he first cleared the line, but once he hit that opening, he was just trying to get to the corner before the defender could get him.
7:38 to go in the first half. Panthers, second time of the night inside the 5-yard line. Got to find a way to get it into the end zone here. Jed Hood checks back in at fullback. Give Kalen's legs some rest. Flores in the backfield as well. Whoa, and the Panthers shoot themselves in the foot with a false start there. Surprised Van Dyke went with a long count that close. You get the penalty on them, you only go up 2 yards. You penalty on you, you go back 5.
Yeah.
You always want to be short with your count when you're near the goal line.
Yeah, and I know always after a big play like that, and I think you were thinking back to your years there, Sam, and I can think when I was, get a big play like that, you really want to go with a quick count and just get it in right now. You got them winded, you got them on their heels, their backs against the wall. And then, like you said, there wasn't really any benefit to if we did get them to jump off sides.
So second down and – or excuse me, still first and goal from the 9. Here's a give for Flores, and he's met right at the point of attack. Nice play shooting through the defense by Justin Trussell of the Buffalo. Steven, pretty strong for his stature. Guy rolls off the tackle and still gains a yard. But second down and goal from the 8. The Panthers have 3 downs to find 8 yards. I didn't see if Webster checked back in. Still see Jed Hood out there, so Kalen's still on the sideline for the Panthers. The
yeah, it
freshman,
looks like you got Phelps, Hood, and Flores there in your backfield.
And here's a give for Hood. Cuts it back toward the goal line, still fighting,
big
churning
run
forward. Huge play from Jed Hood. The junior comes in and finds the end zone for the Panthers. Such a tough runner, Coach. He got hit at about the 3 and found a way to get in the end zone for the Panthers.
Yeah, he took him into the end zone with him. That's a really, really good run. You know, it's like we said, Jet's just going to be a straight-ahead north-south runner for the Panthers. He's not going to be the flashy one or the one trying to bounce outside, but he's going to make sure he can get what he can get, and if he can drag him a little further, he's going to do it just like he did that time.
Point after try by Zach Rogers. This is big, and it's good. Just snuck in that left upright. And the Panthers have cut into the lead. 6:25 left in the first half. Florence 12, Blanco 7. You're listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair since 2004, with all insurance claims welcomed. Located on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. Information available online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 894-3888.
And by Asphalt Specialist, specializing in blacktop work, concrete construction, and asphalt paving. More information at 512-748-1395. Owner Alan Gray is proud to support Blanco ISD Athletics and wishes the best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you on BlancoRadio.com. I want to thank all of our sponsors for making tonight's broadcast possible. Spring Branch Water Well Service, Asphalt Specialist, Claypack Greenhouses, Blanco Heating and Cooling, Remax Genesis Agents Jane, and Wayman Lightfoot. Thank you for your support of our broadcasts of Blanco Panther football. We're going to have a good one tonight. District battle between the Panthers and the Florence Buffaloes. Florence up 12-7. Just over 6 minutes till halftime. Zach Rogers approaches and sends a kick really high and deep down the far sideline, and it's muffed, and the Panthers converging and can't make the tackle. Now up the far sideline goes the Buffaloes. That's a big play there by number 25, Martin Quenga, to find a way to pick that ball up when it was on the ground and still manage to get out to near the 30-yard line for the Buffaloes.
For bobbling it like that and the Panthers getting down there, it looked like we were going to have a big stop deep in territory, but he manages to get it up and get by that first wave and get down the sideline.
So here comes this Florence Buffalo offense that's had some big, big running plays that have put them in a good spot. C.J. Giddens, the quarterback, really good at reading that zone read option. They have an H-back in there, two receivers to the near side, one to the far side. Pistol look this time. Hernandez gets it and charging straight forward. He hits the hole really hard and picks up 3 yards into the Panther defense. Toby Treesh nearly got into the backfield to make the play there, but just missed on a shoestring tackle. It's 2nd and 7. 6 minutes to go in the first half of this ball game. Defensive line a little different tonight. Tristan Lopez on the near side. Toby Treesh, a new defensive tackle for the Panthers. Cameron Martinez and Sebastian Thomas, your defensive front line for the Panthers. Shotgun spread look here. Two receivers to either side. The H-back, Matthew Edgar, goes in motion. Here's Hernandez up the middle. Runs into a Panther defender. Nice play by Cameron Martinez right there to make the stop right at the line of scrimmage. Sebastian Thomas more fired up than Cameron on that play, and it's 3rd and 7.
Yeah, it looks like Cameron stunted on that one. And again, man, the Panthers almost got there in time to force a fumble, but they were lucky to just keep that one at the line of scrimmage. Panthers almost had a big, big, big play there, but still, good play on Cameron's part. Sets up a 3rd and long for the Buffaloes.
Florence in white jerseys with purple numbers, purple pants, white socks for the Buffaloes, a white helmet. Here's a stack look on either side. Two receivers on either side. They're all stacked up. Here's a slant route complete into number 10, Kelby Vaughn. Really good throw from Giddens there. Put in a pretty tight window right on the chest of number 10, Vaughn. And a big pickup, 10 yards on the 3rd and 7, gets the Buffaloes a first down.
Yeah, and you know, it looked like the Panthers had it covered fairly well, and you had the backer breaking out over there, and he just put it exactly in the perfect spot. And the split end made a good catch with guys on him and hitting him. Just a good key completion.
Tight spiral from Giddens. He's a pretty good quarterback. Two receivers to the near side. Ball on the near side hash. Two to the far side. Pistol look. Here's a keeper and a swing pass out to the near side. Big Edgar has it. Running, tiptoeing up the sideline. And has a good gain of 11 yards, as that was Matthew Edgar for 11 yards and a Buffalo first down. Now in Panther territory, the 47, so 12 yards on that play for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, he kind of tight-roped it down the sideline there after he got by that first Panther defender. Did a good job because he had to kind of tight-rope it and maintain his balance for about 7 of those yards.
Matthew Edgar, H-back receiver, just a junior, but the biggest kid on the football field right now. Here's Hernandez up the middle. Stiff arms one would-be tackler, then runs into Wes Eskew. Wes wraps him up and throws him down at the 44. Gain of 3 yards for Hernandez, and it'll be 2nd and 7. This stack look sort of confusing the Panthers secondary on the outside. You see him moving really late before the ball snapped.
Yeah, and it's surprising that we hadn't seen Gideon pull one out and go around the end, so it's almost like looking at this drive that he's just trying to set it up to pull that ball and go around the end. He's already just in four carries with the two big runs that he's had. He's already at 117 yards on the night.
Two receivers on either side of the formation. They're stacked behind each other. There's a bad snap. The ball's on the ground. Giddens picks it up, rolling to the far side. Chunks it, has a man wide open, and it's incomplete. The ball comes free. It's incomplete. Nice hit by Stephen Flores there. So the Panthers dodge a bullet as they left 88 Zach Plour wide open. But here's a penalty flag, and we'll see what it's on. As the linesman on this side, the far side, and it's an ineligible downfield against the Buffaloes. And we'll see if Coach Rogers elects to decline it and keep third and seven. Back them up, and he's pointing back them up. And he's saying back them up. So it'll be second down and 12 for the Buffaloes. And now he's
looks
getting
like
a little
talk
further,
about it.
Further discussion. So that snap got by Giddens, and Giddens showed the arm strength there from this near side hash at about the Buffalo 40. He threw it 25 yards downfield and all the way across the field on a rope
pretty well.
Giddens has got a cannon.
That was a great pass. I mean, he hit him right in the hands. It was just a big play by Flores to knock it out because they had an easy first down on it.
I don't know what Stephen Flores was really covering back there.
No.
As he was standing at about the 25-yard line and then shot up his 10-yard sprint and hit Plour really hard. And knocked the ball loose. So big play, good awareness by Flores there. Second down and 12, upcoming for the Buffaloes. Just 3.5 minutes to go in this first half. Time flying by. Florence 12, Blanco 7. Florence has it at the Panther 49-yard line. The H-back, Edgar, on the far side of the formation. Here's a shotgun, and it's a keeper for the quarterback, and he's charging ahead. Flag goes flying, and we'll see what it is here. Is it? Against backing them up, holding against the Buffaloes, and that will back them up. Now it's going to be second down and 22 after this penalty. No, they're going to mark it from the spot, so second down and an even 20 for the Buffaloes.
Yeah, and that was a pretty obvious one because the guy just tackled Jet Hood. He was coming in for the play, and just right before he got to Gideon, he just gets tackled.
So 3:28 to go in the first half. Florence 12, Blanco 7. Both offenses have moved the ball pretty well on each other. Florence in their third offensive possession of the half here. Panthers have had two, fumbled inside the Buffalo 5-yard line on one and scored on the other. It's going to come down to which defense can continue to make stops.
Yeah, and just got an update after the first quarter. Lexington's already up and Comfort 28-0. So Bobcats getting a little taste of what the Panthers got last week.
Lexington is far and above the best team in this district. That offense is as good as any you'll see in the whole state of Class 3A.
Yeah, you almost wonder if they would have got a little bit of a letdown after last week's big win, but it sure doesn't look like it now.
Second and 20 for the Buffaloes. Giddens dropping back, looking to throw. Has some vertical routes on the far side. Nearly dropped it into Plour. That one hit the poor kid in the face mask as it was coming over the shoulder. Giddens just spun one in down that far side. Falls incomplete. Third and 20. The Panthers have them where they want them. Big plays have broken the Panthers all year. Can they get a stop here, Coach?
Yeah, that's going to be the thing. Panthers just need to just stay in front, keep Florence in front of them. Don't let anyone get behind them. Right there at the last second, that receiver was able to pull away, and it was, man. The Panthers dodge a bullet because he hit him right in the hands, right like you said, right in the face mask on the run, on the sprint. Need to watch, too, because we had the big tight end going down the middle of the field.
Here's a quick pass out to the far side. Plour catches it, and he's going to be wrapped up, tackled after a gain of just about 5 yards. Fourth and 15. Here comes the punt formation. The Panthers get that stop. Interesting call with the screen, as it looked like the vertical concept worked pretty well for the Buffaloes the previous play.
Yeah, it was a surprise to see that because he had two shots that last play. Like we said, he hit the one receiver out in the face mask, and he still had the tight end. This one here just looked like it didn't have a whole lot of chance from the start to even get close to the first down. Maybe they're just hoping to swing the field position here and run out this last 2.5 minutes.
Now, Giddens is the punter for the Buffalo, so you'll have to watch his throwing ability. Kalen Webster back deep. Always fun to see him return punts. He gets the football in space. One of the only times of the game he does. High snap. Giddens handles it. Sends a wobbly punt toward the Buffalo sideline. Kalen will let it go out of bounds, approaching the 30. We'll see where they spot it at the as the officials walking up, and we'll put it down at the 31-yard line. So 69 yards for the Panthers to go in 2 minutes and 12 seconds, and I believe the Panthers have all three timeouts.
Yeah, they still got all three of them, and the way the Panthers have moved the ball so far tonight, you know, minus the fumble there in the red zone, you know, should at least be ahead or tied in this game. So definitely plenty of time for Blanco to get the ball down there.
The freshman Walt Daves is in at tight end on the near side. Here's a wing T look. And Van Dyke's 31. Keeping it around the near side. Van Dyke has the ball across the 30, across the 35. Now the 40 sidesteps a man and runs out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Peyton Van Dyke, that was the most nonchalant-looking 16-yard pickup I think I've ever seen.
Yeah, he wasn't dazzling you with his speed, but he had some footwork to make the guys miss and did a good job getting down there and picking up the first down.
And he got out of bounds to stop the clock. Peyton Van Dyke, that was I don't even know how to put that. Just interesting, as he was just gliding down the field there. Didn't look like he had any urgency. Here's the first down play. Given. Oh, Cade Phelps somehow managed to hold on to that ball. Gets in to Buffalo territory at the 47-yard line. And, Coach, that was almost disaster for the Panthers.
Panthers kind of dodged two bullets on that one. He was bobbling it as he went through the line, and then it sure looked like the Panthers' right tackle jumped early on that one.
Here comes the Panther offense up to the line quickly. Dave's in at tight end still. Turn, give to Webster. Webster off left tackle, and the clock will stop as he gains a first down to the Buffalo 43-yard line. As the clock does stop, they're going to come in to spot it, though. 1:31 to go, and they may measure it. No, they'll give him the first down. He points forward with the first down. And the chains moving on. The official looking over thinking Panthers may have called a timeout. They don't. Here goes the clock. 1:30 and counting in the first half. Panthers going to have to start to move it. They have 43 yards to go for the end zone.
Yeah, we're not getting out of the huddle with any urgency here.
And now timeout by the Panthers. Good call by the coaches there. So there were still 30 seconds on the play clock, but like you said, maybe some confusion on the play call there as they were not getting out of the huddle quickly.
Yeah, well, there's a good 15 seconds that we lost off of the clock before deciding to call the timeout. Hopefully that's something that won't come back to haunt them, but still two timeouts and 43 yards from taking the lead. I think definitely more than enough time for Blanco and as well as offense.
Support comes from Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing, keeping residents in the Hill Country comfortable with repairs and installation of AC systems and an authorized Trane dealer. More information at BlancoHeatingAndCooling.com and by phone at 830-833-2558. Jason and Catherine Wheeler and all the employees at Blanco AC Electrical and Plumbing wish the very best to the Panthers this season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. 1:40, so they put some 18 seconds back on the clock. 1:40 to go in the first half. Panthers going left to right. Have it at the Florence 43. Van Dyke under center will turn, look to throw. He's dropping back, steps up. Now he's scrambling and going to be sacked by Edgar back at the 49-yard line. Tough for a young quarterback right there. You want to be sure you're going to throw the ball to your own team. So you try to find that open man, and the pocket collapsed on him there. But it looked like the freshman Walt Daves broke open at the last second.
Yeah, he just needed to get rid of it a little sooner. I think he was waiting for him to maybe clear a little more, but that's one of those, like you know, Sam, you just got to plant it and let it go and know that he's going to be in that spot.
1:10 and counting, and here's a rollout. Now a give back to Webster. Webster's got plenty of running room. Makes a guy miss. Shakes now, runs over a tackler in the second level at the 31-yard line. Picks up the first down. The clock stops right at 1 minute, and that's an 18-yard pickup for Webster down to the 31-yard line. And the chains resetting, clock starting to run. 59 seconds and counting. They're going to have to put the ball in the air.
Yeah, definitely going to have to.
Dave's looking for the play call here. A little confusion for the Panthers. Now Van Dyke under center, and the Panthers jumped as false start against the offense. That'll back them up to the 36 with 44 seconds left in the first half.
Yeah, and sit here and look at this already. Just in the first half, the Panthers have five penalties on the night, and I mean, no time's a good time for a penalty, as you know, but it just seems like all of these have just come at the absolute worst time.
Chris Ostigan in at receiver, the freshman, one of the three JV move-ups. Walt Daves, the tight end for tonight, is one as well. First and 15. Van Dyke rolling out looking to throw. He's got Webster in the flats. Now he's going to have to dance, and he's sacked. Had some open guys on that play, but just couldn't get rid of the football. 20 seconds. Panthers take a timeout. As tough for Peyton. You feel for him. This is his first game to play quarterback in a long time, but had some receivers to get the ball out to there.
Yeah, you had three of them going deep, and then you had Walt coming underneath, and he had a pretty big opening there and a lot of green in front of him before those guys would have been able to get back to him. I don't necessarily know that he would have had a chance to score, but if we could have got the ball to him, was definitely going to get down probably inside the 20.
So a big play opportunity missed for the Panthers there. 19 seconds to go in this first half. Now just one timeout. You're faced with a second and 21, and you're all the way back to the 42-yard line, Coach. The odds starting to stack up against the Panthers.
Yeah, the penalty and then 2 6-yard sacks just kind of moved them back. You know, we had the big 18-yard run on the draw to Webster. Definitely something that helped, and as well as it worked, who knows, might be something we see again right here.
Van Dyke, a lefty quarterback, so you see two receivers to the far side of the field. Panthers going left to right. Van Dyke will roll left. Great block from Webster. He's got some space, makes a guy miss, and will dive down at about the 43-yard line. Van Dyke couldn't get rid of it there again. Panthers will let it run down to 5 seconds, 6 seconds to go in the first half before they burn a timeout. And now I think you just take the one heave at the end zone, and Panthers aren't necessarily blessed with a lot of height back there. Van Dyke's the tallest would-be receiver, so a long pass tough right here.
Yeah, and then on that one, too, it looked like they were trying to set up Phelps on the wheel route down the Florence sideline, and, again, just didn't quite have enough time for it to develop. You know, it's hard for a lefty to roll to his right, but with this much room on this side, or, you know, maybe something similar to that again, or if we can get the tight end out and go tight end over and try to sneak one in that way, Panthers going to have something big this far out.
So here we go. Last play of the first half, and looks like Van Dyke going to be under center. Jed Hood in the backfield. You see Webster, Daves, and Justin Wardlow spread out to the near side. Van Dyke rolling, and a timeout, I believe, taken by Florence before the snap of this football. We'll take the timeout with him. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Blanco Regional Clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Blanco community with procedures including annual exams, sports physicals, minor x-rays, and hormone replacement.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at BlancoBank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Charles Schwab & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC, located on Highway 290, Dripping Springs. Independent branch leader and financial consultant Brian Carpenter offers personalized financial guidance matched to investors' goals. More at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you from Panther Stadium here. Blanco, Texas. Van Dyke rolling to his right, sets his feet, fires deep, looking for a man. Ball tipped up in the air and falls incomplete. Giddens broke on it, but it tipped up, and it looked like Justin Wardlow might have just a chance at it, but it falls incomplete. So at halftime, Panthers will receive the second half kickoff. Florence 12, Blanco 7. And the Panthers, you got to think in the locker room, will be thinking they should have at least one more touchdown on the board, Coach.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, hopefully that drive where we get down and fumble on the four is not going to be something that come back and haunts us. Offensively, again, Panthers looking pretty good on the night. They've had a lot of success when they have had the ball, moving it and getting down the field. You know, Florence, really, you look at it, they've moved the ball fairly well. Passed it well, but Gideon, the big thing's been the two big runs that he put in the first quarter to get him down there close for the first score, and then, of course, the second one, 60 yards to get him the second.
So, yeah, big plays once again coming back, coming in to haunt the Panthers a little bit in this first half. It's going to be a long halftime, 28 minutes for homecoming. You'll have the Florence band first. We missed the Panther band in this ball game because of our delayed start. We couldn't get on the air when we wanted to there. So at halftime, Florence up 12-7. We'll tally up some stats for you from the first half. Go over some of those scores from around the district. Have our eyes on that Lexington Comfort game. Johnson City's hosting or playing against Rogers. I don't know where that one is tonight. And some scores from around the region. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. It's the halftime show brought to you by Blanco National Bank.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast and by Spring Branch.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
And by Lone Star Capital Bank, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by KNC Supply, selling hardware, lumber, and farm and ranch supplies to the residents of Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located at 2400 North Highway 281 in Blanco. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. More information by phone at 830-833-1504. Kirk and everyone at KNC Supply wish all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
Support for tonight's Blanco Panther football broadcast comes from Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires, including Geo Lander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advance Sports AS and S Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
And by Claypack Greenhouses, deep-rooted in Blanco athletics. Everyone at Claypack Greenhouses wishes all the best to the Panthers on a great season.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Mark back with you here from Panther Stadium. Halftime, the Panthers trailing to Florence in this year's homecoming game. Great crowd on hand tonight. Really good. Panthers haven't been home in like over a month. So it's good to be back here at home. The girls down there getting ready for the homecoming ceremonies. 24 minutes to go to the start of the second half. But, Coach, let's start with this. The scores from around the district right now, both a little surprising to me. We'll start with the one we already mentioned a little bit ago, Lexington and Comfort. First off, for Lexington, what is that, like a three-hour drive all the way out there to Comfort? And then they take that three-hour drive and say, oh, we'll just be up 31-0 with 10 minutes to go in the second quarter. So Lexington, no jet lag over there for the Eagles. They're whooping the Bobcats. And then the surprise right now at halftime, Rogers 8, Johnson City 0 in Rogers. Coach, the Eagles were a trendy pick to challenge in this district, Johnson City Eagles, that is, and they are having trouble with what most people thought would be the bottom feeder of Rogers.
I know, and we think just 3-4 weeks ago, you know, like you said, we're talking about Johnson City being one of the playoff teams in this district, and definitely a tough test for the Panthers when we see them here in a couple of weeks. But, you know, back-to-back weeks now, you know, they lose against Florence at home last week, who was definitely one that we were thinking was going to be at the bottom of the district, and then obviously Rogers, and right now I'm sure the Eagles are shaking their heads trying to figure things out just as the Panthers are.
Well, Giddens is as good of a quarterback as we'll see. Actually, Hess last week was really, really something special for Lexington. Giddens this week, though, putting the run for the money for who's going to be all-district quarterback in this district. Both these guys can really play. Giddens, as good as any high school quarterback we've seen at reading that zone read option, and it gave the Panthers some fits in that first half, obviously with the two huge chunks of yardage he gained. He only had 4 carries in this first half, and so the Panthers, some other scores from around the region. East Bernard and Bowling seem to be the two teams that are up there with Lexington to challenge for this regional championship. And East Bernard beating Bloomington 28-0 at half, and Bowling up on Wallace-Brazos 35-0 as they approach half. We'll get you some scores from around the Sun Radio Sports Network just as soon as we can. But, Coach, why don't we get some stats from the first half here?
Yeah, as we run down it statistically, fairly close, even in the actual game, with the exception of the number of plays run. We go down this thing. Blanco's already picked up 12 first downs, had 8 of them in the second quarter when they put together the drive. 28 carries, 146 yards. Have only been able to get it in the air twice, but the first one was the big completion we had on third and long for 33 yards to Kalen right before we came on air. But total yards in the first half, Panthers have 179. I think the next two stats here are kind of telling for the night. Panthers have the only turnover in the game, and it was a crucial one when we fumbled going in on the 4-yard line. And then we have 5 penalties for 40 yards. We hadn't had that many or close to that many until late in the game and second half already. So definitely running ahead of schedule on the penalties. And it just seemed like all 5 of those tonight just happened at an absolute horrible time to kind of kill the drives. Leading rusher, Kalen Webster, well on his way to another 100-yard night. He's got 12 carries and 93 yards. Van Dyke at quarterback, obviously we've only, like I said, put the ball in there twice, but he's 1 for 2 with 33 yards and that one reception coming by Kalen Webster. We switch over to Florence's side. Only 17 plays offensively for the Buffaloes, but 7 first downs. Giddens 4 out of 6 passing, very efficient. Both other ones should have been caught. I mean, he had the long one across the field. He could easily be 6 for 6 with well over 100 yards. Stephen Flores made a great play on the one to knock it out of his hands and prevent a first down, and then the other one he just hit the split in on the fly down the sideline right in the face, and he dropped the ball. Overall on the night, they have 192 yards at the half, but the big key is they have no turnovers. 4 penalties for only 24 yards. Leading rusher for them, obviously, is Giddens. 4 carries, 117 yards, and a touchdown. Both big plays for the Buffaloes tonight coming on his legs. The 46-yard run on his first carry of the night to get him down into scoring position. And then, of course, the 60-yarder. And like you said, just does an exceptional job reading that option. He rides the ball carrier so long that when our defensive end crashes down, he pulls it, and he's just got a big open area to the outside. And I'm sure we're going to see a lot more of that in the second half because he's only had to do it 4 times in the first so far.
Right, and you look at that, 17 plays for 192 yards. Buffaloes are getting chunks of yardage with their plays. The Panthers got fortunate. Most of their 4 penalties came on that one possession that they had it and backed them up to a 3rd down and 20, and they ran that little screen pass out to the right side. So both of these teams I think it's going to be even. I think it's going to come down to who has the football last in this game, because as far as offenses go running it, they're both really, really good at exposing what the other doesn't do well. And the Panthers right now, it's reading and reacting to Giddens when he pulls it. They're holding Hernandez pretty well. What's Hernandez's stats for the Buffaloes?
He's just sitting with 7 carries and 17 yards.
Right. So bottling up the running back for 3 yards and under, it seems, most carries.
Right. And, you look at all the plays that they've had other than 2 incomplete passes and 1 tackle at the line of scrimmage. Florence only has 1 play for negative yardage tonight, and it's just when we got to Martinez for a 1-yard loss. Panthers, on the other hand, we've given up 3 sacks on Van Dyke, where we've ended up losing a total of 17 yards. So, and then 1 other negative play on Phelps when we kind of dodged a bullet that one time when they kind of shot through the gap. So 5 plays for lost yardage against the Panthers.
Yeah, and those negative plays are tough. They get you behind the chains, make it difficult to get in plus yardage situations that you obviously want to be in. So some scores from around the Sun Radio Sports Network that will throw your way: Dripping Springs and Champion in a shootout. Those are 2 really good teams in Class 5A. Dripping Springs 28, Champion 24 right now. That one's in Bernie. Both those teams have definite district title aspirations there in Class 5A. Also from the Sun Radio Sports Network right now, Gonzales up on Columbus, right down I-10 over there, 7-0 at the half, an old-fashioned defensive battle. And then Wimberley from the Sun Radio Sports Network up 14-0 on Llano at the half. So there's your scores from around the sports network. And once again, Lexington 31, Comfort 0, Rogers 8, Johnson City 0, Coach. So some surprises there, but we come back, we'll give you some actually, we're going to play the interview I did with Coach Rogers before the game, so we'll see if what we talked about is coming to light here in the ball game. We'll play that for you, and we're about 16 minutes away from the start of the second half. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Halftime Show, brought to you by Blanco National Bank on BlancoRadio.com.
Blanco Radio comes from Old 300 Barbecue. Open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And by Blanco National Bank, offering a full range of banking services, including checking, savings, CDs, IRAs, mortgage, and personal loans for residents in Blanco and the Texas Hill Country. Located on the square in Blanco. More information at blancobank.com. Blanco National Bank is a proud supporter of Blanco Athletics.
And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858.
And by Cox Paving, specializing in asphalt paving and seal coat operations across the state of Texas. More information online at coxpaving.com or by phone at 830-833-4547. The Cox family and everyone at Cox Paving wish the Panthers good luck in the 2016 season.
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you. 15 minutes to go until the start of the second half. The homecoming queen nominees are being escorted out onto the field now and announced. As far as Coach Marek tells me, they all got a pretty good shot. It's an even field as to who can take home the title of homecoming queen. But I got a chance to catch up with Coach Rogers before the game today. Was really excited to play this interview. It's just always good to talk to him and get him on the air here. And so I'm going to play that for you now as we take a little bit of a break away from the halftime show here. But this was from earlier today, before the game, obviously. I got a chance to catch up with Coach Rogers. Sam Eisenberg here with head coach Danny Rogers on the pregame show brought to you by Blanco National Bank. Coach, we're glad to have you on. First, let's talk about this schedule. 1-5 right now. Have you ever had a 6-game stretch with opponent after opponent that's as high quality as what you've seen to open up the year this year?
Never. When the schedules came out, or the realignment in February, You know, the teams that we played in the past wouldn't play us. They knew we'd been good the last few years. So it was a struggle finding. It took me till, you know, into April to find a full schedule. And you know, it is what it is. And if we made it through all right without injuries, we thought we'd be okay going into district. And unfortunately, we lost a few players last week against Lexington. It's going to hurt us. But the schedule was tough. It's no doubt. Most of those guys that are real good on those teams are juniors, so next year is going to be tough also.
Right, but your team, you could see it each week. They're progressing a little bit more. They're gaining some confidence. But last week, we'll shift back to last week. Lexington, they ran their offense as fast as any high school team that I've ever seen. And after that game, I'm sure you just went, guys, let's put this one behind us. What was your message to the team moving forward?
Like you said, I told them that Lexington offense was something. You know, the running back was excellent. The quarterback could put the ball anywhere he wanted, and the receivers were good. And the linemen were foot-to-foot, and there was no gaps for us to go through. So that's probably the best offense in our region for sure. And we're not going to face anybody like that, you know, the rest of the way. So our guys are smart enough to know. They knew those guys were real fast and strong. We look for tonight's going to be a different type atmosphere in Florence's offense, so we're ready to take the challenge.
Yeah, Florence has a good backfield, two athletic guys back there, and a quarterback-running back combo. Back to that zone read type concept that Blanco defenses have had success again before, but you said their running back runs downhill. What kind of challenges will Florence's offense pose for the Panthers?
He's good, number 28. He hits the hole full speed, as you'll see tonight. And if your ends come down and take him, the quarterback is real good about riding him and keeping the ball. So it's definitely a challenge on our ends. They're not going to get blocked all night. We're just going to see how technique-wise we can hang with this guy. But he does. He hits at full speed. And I feel pretty confident in Wes Eskew and Jed Hood. They played offenses like this pretty well, so they should rack up the tackles tonight.
Your secondary going to be a little young, a little unproven tonight, but they'll have a chance. You said every now and then Florence will try to stretch the field vertically, and they'll have some chance to make some tackles. So who are you hoping to see step up in that back end?
I think Caleb Webster, like always, will play good tonight. We need Steven Flores. He's our other safety. We needed him to play well, too. Florence gets in a lot of different formations, and our safeties have to be aware of the formations and know the routes that they can run out of each formation.
Offensively, Kalen Webster's been making the offense go. Y'all had such a good drive last week, probably the best drive of the season. 19 plays, 79 yards, 10 minutes with the football. We said that'd be a key to beat Lexington, and you got one of those drives put together. But tonight, without Kelby, I'm sure a lot will be on Kalen's shoulders. And do you think the offense can have some success moving on Florence?
I think so. Florence is a totally different defense than we've faced the last few weeks. I think Kalen will be able to run the ball up the middle and Steven on the outside. So Peyton's got to manage the game. He's got to, you know, we got to complete some passes to keep him honest. But he's got to hand off to Kalen and carry out his faith.
And then tonight, it's the first time you've been home in over a month, and it's the homecoming game. A little more emotion, a little more distraction during the week with the parade, cuts practice a little short. You think the guys will be focused and ready tonight in front of what should be a pretty big crowd?
I think we will. After, you know, that's kind of the first thing I told them after the Lexington game was, I said, guys, we're at home next week. We're going to wear our gold uniforms, our blue pants, and we're going to play like Blanco Panthers because we're going to look like the Panthers. So, you know, we have been on the road a while, but we're going to get after it tonight.
Well, we look forward to it. Coach, thanks for joining us. That's head coach Danny Rogers on the pregame show.
I want to thank Coach Rogers for joining us as always. As it's always fun to catch up with him. So a lot of what he said is coming true tonight. As he said, we'd be able to move the ball on them. The Panthers have certainly done that. 180 yards in the first half for the Panthers, really good. And he said these two guys in the backfield can go for Florence, and that's come true obviously for them. 11 carries, 134 yards in the first half on the ground for the Buffaloes. So a lot of what he said, but then he said an unfortunate part of high school football can be injuries, and you saw that kind of catch up to the Panthers finally last week. They'd gone through the non-district schedule without it, Coach, but how you know, unfortunate and how just part of the game it is, but tough can it be, especially on these 3A teams where so many guys go both ways and your rosters aren't that big anyways, to have some injuries like that.
Yeah, and you know, we're just thinking back again to, you know, 3-4 weeks, and like you heard, you talk with Coach Rogers about how tough our non-district schedule was, and you and I talking about once we made it through it, no major injuries, nobody getting hurt, and we sure didn't think we were going to see anybody in district the caliber of like Holy Cross or even Antonian at times, as good as they were. But, you know, my gosh, Lexington proved that wrong real quick last week. Definitely kind of flying under the radar for a little while this season, but definitely showed everybody what they had last week, and comfort finding out right now as well. Sure think those guys are just going to coast to the district title. But, yeah, losing those injuries, and then we talk about earlier in the year when we had so many young kids that were having to get some experience and playing time, and then all of a sudden in a big game tonight, you know, we're having to bring up three JV kids that are, you know, getting baptized by fire to get that experience right away.
Yeah, Coach Rogers talks really highly of all three of these kids that he brought up, Walt Daves, Chris Ostigan, and Matt Alcalda. How do you say it?
Alcala.
Yeah, Alcala. All three of them, he says, are going to be good players at the varsity level. But Daves, you've seen, has been in there, and Ostigan's been in there. As the homecoming queen has just been announced, you hear the roar of the crowd. Caitlin Cowson's seat. Congratulations to her. Wins homecoming queen here tonight. You can hear the roar of the crowd. So good for her. And there goes some Power Rangers across the field. Streaking across there, doing some backflips. And so those two knuckleheads will probably get something for that. But on the field, it's 7 minutes to go until the start of the second half. Florence 12, Blanco 7 at halftime here. And we'll have to take a look at those scores from around the district again when they come up. We're going to take one more break, and then it'll be pretty close to time for football when we come back. You're listening to Blanco Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wish the very best to the Panthers this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
And by Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2016 Panther football season. Bring home another championship.
And by RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Wayman Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bull Verde, and Spring Branch. Jane, Wayman, and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season.
And by Peterson Tire, the Hill Country's authorized Yokohama dealer, offering Yokohama tires including Geolander ATS, Advid lines, and performance tires like Advan Sports AS and S-Drive. Locations in Blanco and in Johnson City along Highway 281. Available by phone at 830-833-1004 in Blanco and 830-868-2004 in Johnson City. Daniel and everyone at Peterson Tire wish all the best to the Panthers in a great 2016 season. Go Panthers!
Sam Eisenberg and Jason Marek back with you right at 5 minutes till the start of the second half. Coach, the Panthers going to receive the football to start the second half. They've had three offensive possessions in that first half, and they moved the ball on all three of them. The turnover inside the five, I hope it doesn't happen, but could play huge in this ball game. But if they can come out and get a score on this first drive, that would be huge. Obviously, just the score would put them in front. But got to get a score and a stop, and if they have the football with the lead, I would feel a lot better about the situation sitting where we are.
Yeah, and the Panthers have had some big plays tonight, and I don't think, you know, irregardless of what the down or the yardage is, you almost have that feeling tonight that they can break that big play, that Caitlin can split one up the middle and kick it outside and get around them. I don't know maybe if we're going to have, if Peyton's going to have the time to get the ball downfield like we would like to see. You know, we've seen some receivers kind of clearing and coming open, but Florence doing a good job of getting to him pretty quick and not letting him get set to throw the ball. But from a running standpoint, the Panthers are definitely on pace to have probably statistically their best game of the season running the ball. So if we can just hold on to it and get down there and get the lead and then defensively avoid the big play, because really Florence is success when you just look at the statistics tonight. It just comes down to those two plays, both by Giddens.
Yeah, and both of those were huge, but that big play's been a backbreaker for the Panthers this year. And like you said, Giddens has been setting up that zone read. Time and time again, he'll give to Hernandez up the middle. He'll crash into a wall, and then finally Giddens pulls it, and he gets some bursts to the outside. Giddens has good speed, some breakaway speed, so Panthers going to have to find a way to get some stops. Coach, you got an update?
Yeah, got an update from Comfort. 50-0 at half. So that 31-0 that you had a while ago with about 5 minutes, they rolled some points on pretty quick.
Lexington can score and score quickly. Their offense, Coach, I'm telling you, you missed a show last week because it was pretty impressive to see the Lexington Eagles move the ball up and down the field. They ran it as fast as any team I've ever seen, just run the ball or snap the ball. They were snapping it within 10 seconds of every play, and then their quarterback could put it on the money. Their running back was really good. They're a complete football team. I expect them to go really deep into the playoffs this year. Florence taking the field on the far side of the field right now. Panthers in the tunnel. Panthers wearing their gold jerseys with blue numbers, blue pants, blue socks. Some of them have the yellow spat. Good look for the Panthers. The blue helmet with the yellow Panther decal on either side. Florence and the home whites with purple numerals, purple pants, purple socks, white helmet with a purple F on either side and a purple stripe down the middle. Panthers will receive the second half kick. Go from left to right from the home side. Great crowd on hand. Excited for the second half of this one, Coach. The Panthers are in a close ball game at home. First time in the year, really, that this one, I think this first drive, though, is going to be huge for the duration of this ball game.
Yeah, I agree with you, Sam. And, you know, we look back and some of the successes the Panthers have had tonight. Even probably when you look back to last week, the one drive they had where it just really played to their favor was when they put together just a long, sustained drive. You don't have to necessarily have the big play, but you get those 4 and 5 and 3 and 5 and 6 and 7 yard runs, and before you know it, just like tonight, you get 10 plays, 63 yards, eat up almost 6 minutes to get the touchdown, and that's really what Blanco needs to do. Almost a change in identity from what we've seen the last couple of years, where you just always had that quick big threat to where you could just get to the end zone. But Blanco is having some success when they get in a rhythm moving the ball.
So the Buffaloes have it teed up.